We all know that American manufacturing is hurting, but there are bright spots. Take Armenco in California, which is doubling its annual output. Why? Armenco makes food trucks. Food trucks, the upscale kind with broilers and fryers and GPS links so customers can find them, or the more guerrilla version, converted delivery trucks with a hole cut out for a window but good food inside. They're changing the dining landscape. There's a TV show devoted to them. It's The Great Food Truck Race, an online magazine, Mobile Cuisine. Richard Myrick is its founder and editor. He joins us now. And Richard, your site features celebrity sightings at food trucks. There's Jerry Seinfeld. What is behind this craze?
Well, the craze actually started during the beginning of the recession. It was a means for culinary entrepreneurs to start up mobile restaurants at a quarter of the price that it takes to get into a storefront.
Yeah, well, that's why some brick-and-mortar restaurants are fighting food trucks in some cities.
Oh, it's not just some cities. It's most cities out there. You have some restaurants that are joining the industry by opening trucks in their cities. But for the most part, most of the restaurants feel that food trucks are unfair competition. For some reason, the restaurant owners, they think that people are just going to stop attending their restaurants to go to food trucks.
And you think what? I mean, because it would seem like there's a math equation here somewhere. If you're eating in a food truck, you're not eating in a restaurant.
In all likelihood, you probably would be eating at a fast food restaurant, if anything, if you were going to a food truck. The benefit, though, of going to a food truck over a fast food restaurant is that you have chefs operating these trucks. They're using local products. They're selling it inexpensively, but they're putting spins on it that some restaurants have yet to see.
Like what? What are some of the other niches, if you will, spins that they've been able to do?
You've got so many different variations of Asian cuisine. Most of the cuisine have been what a lot of people in the industry say is a fusion of styles, where they'll take, let's take Kogi Barbecue, the originator of this trend. They took Korean food and mixed it with a taco. So you've got a Korean barbecue in a taco so that someone can order it, walk away from the truck, and continue eating.
So we're really hearing these aren't your grandfather's food trucks that used to go to construction sites and flip a burger. But how are they regulated? That's another concern of restaurants. They don't think it's fair that they have to have inspection and regulation requirements, and maybe food trucks get away with less.
To be honest, the food trucks are probably regulated more than the restaurants are. The fact is, they have to have a commercial kitchen that they're licensed through. That's where they're going to do a lot of the prep work for their food before it comes onto the truck. The truck itself also has to meet local regulations, health department inspections. So you've got a twofold system where not only is their commercial kitchen regulated, but so is the truck.
So give us some of the requirements. For instance, in Chicago, you're based in Chicago, we understand you're not allowed to cook in a truck.
Unfortunately, that's correct. Food trucks in Chicago have to prepare all their food in a commercial kitchen. They package it, they label it with all of the ingredients, and then they can load it onto their trucks into either hot boxes or coolers.
Here in the Boston area, we have tons of food trucks. But they are required to have a GPS device. Now, we mentioned that some of the more upscale trucks have GPS devices so customers can find them. But this in Boston is so food inspectors can find them.
Absolutely. Really, most of the truck owners are thrilled with the idea of not having to close up for an entire day to take their truck to an inspector.
What's the best meal you've ever had from a food truck? Oh, I know so many.
There are so many that I one of the trucks that I've recently found is actually in my hometown of Detroit. The El Guapo truck, the pork burrito that they serve is absolutely fantastic.
Well, on your recommendation, because Richard Myrick is the editor of the online Mobile Cuisine magazine, and he is also contracted to write Food Trucks for Dummies. That's going to come out in 2012. Best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.